I'm Stevie J. It's Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5. You're listening to WXJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's a debate in search of a compromise. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Democrats are fully committed to protecting Dreamers, and we have long supported effective border security.
But Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says now is not the time to reform the legal immigration system.
It's going to be the president's framework bill or nothing.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton pushing the President Trump's plan, a path to citizenship for nearly 2 million immigrants brought here illegally as kids, in exchange for border wall funding, an end to the visa lottery, and chain migration. Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
The president writing on Twitter, negotiations on DACA have begun. This will be our last chance. There will never be another opportunity. Also writing, our infrastructure plan has been put forward and has received great reviews by everyone except, of course, the Democrats. The president touting his plan yesterday.
The framework will generate an unprecedented $1.5 to $1.7 trillion investment in American infrastructure.
Coming up with the $200 billion in federal funding won't be easy. Democrats are unlikely to go along with cuts that would offset the cost of the president's plan. Dave?
John, the FBI and CIA directors are about to testify at the Senate Intelligence Committee at an annual hearing detailing our biggest national security threats. Russia and its meddling expected to be a big topic. 2 days after a Russian plane crash killing all 71 people on board, investigators studying the black box flight data speculate it might have been pilot error. North Korea keeps basking in the glow of its Olympic spotlight.
North Korean state TV broadcasting pictures of leader Kim Jong-un smiling broadly as he met with the senior officials, including his younger sister, who spent the weekend here in South Korea on a rare visit built around the Olympics. The North Korean broadcast saying Kim Jong-un thanked the South for its sincere efforts and said the North and South should continue talking. In Seoul, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The U.S. won a third gold medal today at the Winter Olympics. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The illegal immigrant acquitted in an infamous San Francisco pier shooting that ushered in a debate over sanctuary cities back in court today.
The San Francisco jury that found Jose Inez Garcia Zarate not guilty of murder or manslaughter in the death of Kate Steinle did find him guilty of being a felon in possession of a firearm. His attorneys argued that he found the gun on a pier and it accidentally went off, killing Kate. Garcia Zarate had been deported 5 times before she was killed. After trial, he was taken into federal custody, and authorities then unsealed a warrant from 2015. It said he'd failed to check in with probation officers, but it was then amended to include an allegation about being a felon with a gun. Federal prosecutors not only charged him with being a felon in possession of a gun, but also of being an illegal alien in possession of a firearm. He's expected to enter a plea today. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There may be a return to selling on Wall Street at the opening bell in 26 minutes. Dow futures down nearly 200 points. This is one of those times it's good. This is radio. You don't get to see how gross this is.
Abby Beckley is now the subject of a medical journal report, thanks to a rare infection that resulted in 14 tiny worms being pulled from her left eye. She's the first human to have contracted this particular parasitic infection spread by flies. In August 2016, Beckley was diagnosed with the eye worm that's usually seen in cattle, but never before in humans. It's believed she contracted the infection after going horseback riding. Scientists say the disease is spread by face flies that feed on the tears that lubricate the eyeball. Eye worms are seen in several kinds of animals, including cats and dogs. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A server who was fired at an Outback restaurant last week in Florida for a Facebook post complaining about her tips has been paid by the church she complained about, Christ Fellowship Church in Palm Beach Gardens. Tamlin Yoder was upset she wasn't tipped, preparing a big takeout order for the church. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
All right. Waiter, waitressing.
Tough job.
Anybody depends on tips? Tough job.
Well, and I know on Sunday people go out after church sometimes, and the wait staff usually knows that the church crowd is one of the worst.
Really?
Say. Yeah.
I'm a church crowd. I dip.
Okay, good for you.
Why would church crowd
know
that?
I don't know, but that was a church that didn't.
But to say anecdotally, it's not fair because there's a lot of church people that tip great. So not that's just not right.
Okay. A lot of them looking for the deals, though.
I mean,
looking for the deals.
Well, you can't say that's a church crowd. I mean, there's some people that don't go to church and don't tip. How about that?
We've got a high of 40 today, down to 28, partly cloudy. 48 the high tomorrow, down to 43. 58 the high Thursday, 60% chance of showers, 23 now on ESPN 93.5.
Texter, if the Cardinals could figure out how to trade Dexter Fowler, J.D. Martinez would bring the Cardinals closer to the Cubs. Transparency? I'm not sold on Tommy Pham. Sorry. I'm not even sold on Paul DeJong. Sorry. It's their just second year. Tommy's been around. He's like 30, and was it a breakout year or was it a blip? And we saw what happened to Letmus Diaz. Is Paul DeJong going to do that? Which is like, uh-oh. I don't know. I hope not, but.
Kurt texted in. I used to work at a restaurant on Sundays, and, yeah, notoriously bad tippers.
Oh, come on. I don't buy it.
Now they're broke and just wanting to quit.
I don't buy that at all. Or anybody else? I mean, I'm defending the churchgoer. There's no way you're as a group, you're notoriously bad tippers. I'll show you church people that give too much at restaurants.
Okay, truth.
Would that
just texted it?
Okay, fine. I don't buy it. I'm not buying this. Now, again, it's not to say your experience wasn't that way.
That's right.
But 359-2255, are churchgoers bad tippers? I say that's ridiculous.
Well, and some people complain about foreigners. I'll just put it in that category. And it's because cultures are different in different countries.
Some countries you don't tip at all.
That's right. It's a part of their wages,
but
to get good, you know, wages.
So let's turn this around. Who are the good tippers?
Industry.
Yeah, people who are in the industry already.
Well, then go get a table in Houston in the oil and gas industry when the gas industry comes back. And they tip well.
Yeah.
So, what about the people that get a good blackjack hand? They're good
tippers.
Here's
the text. I work at a restaurant. Stopped working on Sundays due to the church people being bad tippers.
Okay, people, this is getting out of hand.
I told you.
359-2255.
I tip 25% and I go to church every week.
Okay, there, now we're talking.
Actually preach once in a while.
Well, good for you, 217. I think I tip. It depends. If it's bad service, I'll tip 15. If it's good, 20-ish. I never stiff anybody. I can't, even if they are awful, I can't, because I think about their life.
Right. I do tax times two.
Which is 20, 18?
Right.
That's good.
That's the minimum. But if they're better, you know,
you
add a few dollars.
You go to church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Okay. I think it's unfair to single out churchgoers as bad tippers. Feel free, 359-2255, are churchgoers bad tippers? What about age? What if you're 70? Are you a bad tipper? Can I say old people are bad tippers? If you want to start category and you want to say people that aren't from this country are bad tippers, well, who are the good tippers? And how many people
Actually, it's mainly after church kind of thing is on Sunday.
I was after church and we went to a restaurant and I tipped.
Okay.
So.
Well, good for you that you've held back from the collection plate and then you have enough for your server.
I didn't hold back from the plate collection. I didn't do that either. So.
Okay. Good for you.
Okay. So I'm just saying.
You leave the house totally prepared. And that's great. A lot of people just don't have that cash.
Money, and they don't have a lot of money in my pocket, a little.
Right. And people swipe a lot more when they're eating out. A lot of times, it stemmed from I put my cash in the collection plate, and then I don't have anything for brunch.
Okay. White House proposes ways to reduce prescription drug prices. How about that? Healthcare reform specialist, president, co-founder of GDP Advisors, Seth Denson. Seth, how are you?
Good morning, Stevie. Doing well. How are you?
I'm great. President, co-founder of GDP Advisors. Is that like you're the man in healthcare?
Well, my title says that. I don't know if it is actually that way in practice of real life.
Well, based on your title, president, co-founder, you know nothing. But you got good people that know things, right?
A truer statement has never been said.
Okay, so what about these crazy prices? I just saw a woman died from flu, couldn't afford $118 medicine. I mean, some of the numbers I went through drive-through once, and the little 2-ounce cream was $680. And I said, I can't afford that. So why is it like that? Why is it like that?
Well, listen, this is the hurdle you run into in a capitalistic society, and let me preface this by saying I'm a capitalist and still feel that it is obviously the best free market option in the socioeconomic world. That said, when you start to infuse healthcare with the ability to earn profits and generate revenues, which is something we all need, these are the pain points that follow that sometimes. And that's the world we're living in right now.
Okay. So what about the proposal to lower? Would this work?
So it was interesting, and I appreciate what the White House put out. You know, it was nearly a 30-page document outlining all of the things that are wrong with prescription drugs and the healthcare market. You know, healthcare makes up roughly 18% of the entire gross domestic product of the United States, and of that, more than 20% is prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. And so what I thought the White House did a great job was outlining the problem. The hurdle in the document, once you review it, though, there's very little by way of substance to solving problems. And that's because this is an enormous problem, not just domestically, but nationally. Because what's happening is the United States makes up over 70% of the overall profits generated in the prescription drug world and is the majority of innovation associated with it. The free market aspect of the United States allows for pharmaceutical companies to retain and recoup a lot of the money that they're spending on research and development. But the problem is the rest of the world does not have the same type of healthcare climate that we do, and so they restrict the pricing model. So in essence, to say it simply, the United States is paying for the research and development. The rest of the world is paying for just the access of the drugs.
Okay. All right. So in your business, I think, Seth, you know, things change a lot quickly. So can I say where we're going to be in all this in 3 years?
Well, unfortunately, right now, 3 years is a short timeline for where we're going with this thing. I don't see significant changes. What I will say, and it's the same thing that we've been preaching with our clients and the people that look to us for advice and counsel, is looking to the federal government to solve the healthcare crisis is really looking into a dark hole, unfortunately. We continue to look at a macro solution. In reality, the solutions to the healthcare crisis in the United States is really a micro, there's a micro solution to it. What I mean by that is we as consumers, we as those that are accessing the market need to do a better job of asking questions, researching how we're accessing our care and where we're getting our care, and really do a better job of overall shopping and being consumers. The average American spends twice the amount of time shopping for a television than they do shopping for a doctor.
Yeah.
And that says a lot about us as a society. And until we start solving problems at a micro level, the macro level is just going to continue to get larger.
Well, I went with Liberty Health Share, and I got a concierge doctor. I can text her at midnight, and that's kind of my thing right now. I saved $1,900 a month doing that.
I'm a big fan of those types of programs. I think they're great. Matter of fact, I put my parents on one of those programs, those medical share programs. And the concierge doctor I have myself. You know, again, primary care doctors are really the way to navigate the system in a more effective way and really engaging with those primary care doctors on a regular basis. You know, they're effectively the sales force for the market, right? We go to them to get access to the other areas. Yeah. So having a good quality primary care doctor is a solution.
But how in the world does anybody afford $2,500? I mean, that's a month. I mean, I just got nutty. It was $800 when we started all this stuff. And then after all the Obamacare stuff and things happened, mine thing went, you know, a couple thousand a month. It was just crazy.
Yeah, the whole hurdle around health insurance premiums and all of that is the lack of understanding that health insurance is really a derivative of the overall cost of health care. Health insurance is just health care financing. That's all it is. And matter of fact, if you look at the stocks of the largest health insurance companies, they're some of the fastest growing stocks in the United States. And the whole aspect of the Affordable Care Act was meant to drive those down. The hurdle that we have from a federal government standpoint is the same hurdle we saw in this report. There's not a silver bullet, but there are a lot of silver bullets that can be combined together to do something. The hurdle is the people that are writing these briefs, the people that are implementing these laws are not listening to the right voices to really get to the crux of the real problem and start to solve them.
Okay. How do people find you, Seth? Where are you?
So GDPAdvisors.com is our website. We're actually going to be posting a blog later this afternoon specifically outlining the report, kind of putting it in real person terms. And so that's going to be found on our website, GDPAdvisors.com.
Seth, keep up your good work, my friend, and keep hiring good people.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
GDPAdvisors.com, Seth Denson, healthcare reform specialist. Get some good stuff there. 816, ESPN 93.5. A little more on the texting in just a moment with tipping. Church people are bad at tipping.
I wondered if you saw some of the comments coming in.
Some of these, 359-2255. I'm defending churchgoers.
Well, and maybe some people are saying the elderly crowd, they're out because of church, and then they go to brunch.
Well, then they're the elderly crowd.
And
they're
don't realize the times have changed and people expect 20% now and not 10%.
But then you say the elderly aren't very good at tipping versus the churchgoers. Come on, man. Church takes enough of a beating.
Well, okay.
It just happens to be older people that don't know that we went up to 15, not 5.
Right.
Or maybe they didn't see the one.
Exactly. The Illinois women in action tonight. If you go, it's play for K-Night. So wear your pink shirt and support the battle against breast cancer. We're playing Ohio State, and they are number 2 right behind Maryland in the Big Ten standings at 9-3 in the Big Ten, 12-6 overall.
I've been to a couple women's games. They're really fun, and the energy is great, and you can sit really low.
7 o'clock tip.
Get on the floor, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just sit wherever you want, but it's... And they play really well. It's just
do the Huskies still dance every once in a while?
They danced at the wheelchair tournament at the Arc over the weekend.
Nice.
Gracie, one of the founders of the Huskies, which is a competition dance team, so they did a women's game, and that was fun. But there's just a good feeling there. It's just the women have come, you know, kind of like the guys. They play really well for about a half, and then they get worn down. They're lacking some individuals as well.
I see.
But Nancy Faye knows how to coach, and it's fun to go. And I don't know if it even costs to get in, or it's not very much if it does.
Right. So. Illinois and Indiana tomorrow night at 7:30. Tonight in Big Ten action, number 2 Michigan State is at Minnesota. Nebraska hosts Maryland, and Northwestern is at Rutgers. Congratulations, Trent Frazier. He averages 19 points a game, and that's why he's Big Ten Freshman of the Week. In the AP poll, Virginia, Michigan State, Villanova, Xavier, Cincinnati, then number 6, Purdue, Ohio State at 8, Michigan at number 22. USA Today has Michigan State at number 1, then Villanova and Virginia, in case you're keeping track of the stats on that. Bulls over Orlando, 105-101. Arizona beat the Blackhawks, making it their 6th straight loss. 6-1 was the final yesterday. They've got Vegas tonight. St. Louis is at Nashville. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay. Trent Frazier averaged 19 last week. He averages like 12, but still good. 19 points.
Okay.
Just in, he had 32 in the innings. Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
8.38 divided by 2. So, yeah, good week.
By the way, Unity in Monticello for our J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase tonight. Thanks to Carl Sports Medicine, Illini Mattress, Long's Garage, Roof Doctors, and I-3 Broadband.
Here we go with your weather.
We've got a high of near 40 expected today, 28 our low tonight, partly cloudy conditions, more clouds tomorrow, high 48, low 43, 58 on Thursday. That's the warm spot of the week with a 60% chance of showers, down to 29 in the evening. Partly sunny as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 33, 40 with sunshine Saturday. Right now we're at 23, ESPN 93.5.
Oh, I didn't tell you about these portraits. Everybody was talking about the portraits.
Yes, I've got Obama and
little on that coming up.
Okay, good.
ESPN 93.5, 820 in Champaign, Urbana.
Fox Business Network, PepsiCo is eliminating some corporate jobs as it deals with weaker sales of its soft drinks. It expects to eliminate fewer than 1% of its corporate staff in the U.S., and it plans to hire 20,000 workers involved in making and selling its products. The Wall Street Journal says PepsiCo will also be paying $1,000 bonuses to workers who make, sell, and deliver its products. Bookstore chain Barnes & Noble is cutting staff. Barnes & Noble sales were down nearly 6.5% in the holiday quarter. It's not saying how many jobs are being cut. It has more than 600 bookstores in the U.S. Amazon now wants to supply hospitals and outpatient clinics through Amazon Business. The Wall Street Journal says it's been meeting with hospital executives at its Seattle headquarters. The idea is for hospitals to shop for what they need on its business-to-business marketplace. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Yes. Servers would know, as they see a large sample size, it shouldn't bother Stevie since he apparently tips. I've heard this before about the thrifty parishioners.
But that could transcend to older, too.
Uh-huh.
And so to...
That was Mark's point, is that typically the churchgoers are older, and they are only out like once a week or so. They go out for church, and then they have brunch afterwards.
But if you're a server and you know you got an old church going couple, you get more service?
I mean, typically this is kind of a group concept that the families are out and a lot of times you're working really hard.
You're going to spend $120 and you're going to get $5.
That's right.
Well, that's not right. You got a tip.
Right.
At least 15. I don't think I'm a wild
tipper.
And
I can understand. You get that bill and you're like, wow, I wanted to pick up the tab. It's $130 for our table.
That's another 26 then.
So now you're up to 150.
Yeah. No, it's a big, as I said, I'm not all extraordinary at that, but I'm 15 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do what's fair.
That's good.
But that's it. I don't do 5 and 10. I can't. I get, we've had bad service, but I can't, yeah.
Right. Especially when you know they only make like $5 an hour.
They depend on the things. So uh-huh. It's tricky. Okay, the Obamas, the portraits released.
Yes. Yeah. Former President Obama applauded Baltimore-based artist Amy Sherald for what he called spectacularly capturing the grace and the hotness of the woman he loves. Critics say the portrait doesn't look like her. One tweeting, Mrs. Obama is an elegant lady and the portrait looks nice, but clearly the artist drew someone else. Artist Kehinde Wiley created the former president's portrait, which shows him surrounded by greenery. The art, a nod to his childhood in Hawaii. Twitter art critics said they weren't impressed. One tweeting, the likeness is okay, but overall, I think this portrait is unworthy of the subject and occasion. The 44th president himself approved, calling his likeness pretty sharp. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
What do you do? What do you do when somebody unveils something and you pick them, you hand-pick them?
Right.
And it looks like they stuck you on Wrigley Field's wall.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of greenery. I feel like he's coming out of the head.
If you just look at him and you say, well, he's at the base at Wrigley Field, you say, I buy that. Kind of looks like that.
Well, although there's some peonies, flowers, and things like that.
Cubs are getting creative. World Series champions. Now they can plant peonies in their vines.
Okay. Well, and then the chair, you know, being kind of in the middle of the hedge. I don't know. I just...
Maybe a little too artsy for you?
I guess so.
It looks like him.
It looks like
him. It looks like Barack Obama. Yeah. Michelle Obama looks like, I don't know, somebody else. It doesn't look like Michelle Obama.
I think it does.
I don't think it looks anything like her. I mean, it's like, it'd be like one of those Oh, who's that?
Michelle Obama said she was a little overwhelmed, to say the least, after her portrait was unveiled. Let's just start by saying, wow.
Well, yeah.
Again.
That's a generic exclamation,
exactly.
By the way. And again.
Pointing to her mother seated in the audience saying, hi, Mom, what you think? Pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Awkward.
Exactly.
Hey, no, and then they each pick their own artist, but how do you pick an artist who's kind of famous for painting people with decapitated white heads?
Oh, wow.
Michelle Obama's artist has painted numbers of pictures with decapitated white heads.
Oh.
Now, if I'm picking me an artist, I don't care what color the head is that they decapitated, I'm not picking them.
Right.
Why would you pick a woman known for her decapitated white heads? What in the world? There's like thousands of artists that would love this opportunity, and that's where you go. That's Michelle Obama. Barack Obama's picture, I think, again, it sure captures who he is. You take that to the mall, they'll wonder what the heck he's doing at Wrigley Field, but they'll know who he is.
The Obamas looked at the portfolios of more than 24 artists before deciding on Wiley and Sherald.
You take a picture of Michelle Obama, like an 8x11 print, to the mall, 3 out of 10 will even know who she is. 0 out of 10 will know who that painting is.
So start their viewing today at the Smithsonian.
Y'all get one? If you're president and first lady, y'all get one?
Okay.
I mean, Hillary's...
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. Hillary's is like a profile.
Huh.
So it's like, what? And then Bill's like...
Like she belongs on the money, is what they're saying there.
Oh, boy. Okay, so there's your portrait story. It is crazy down in New Orleans.
Yes, and I'm surprised when I was checking in with Louisiana friends to say, let's do a report from the parade side, that they're all like, we're out of town this year.
Everybody leaves town for this.
All the townies
New Orleans,
out.
New Orleans leaves because everybody invades their town.
Exactly.
Why would they want to be part of that after that many years?
And
you just get
so
out.
It's so wild. Tonight at midnight, the street sweepers come, and everybody shuts their doors, and Ash Wednesday begins. I mean, they don't go into like 2 in the morning into Wednesday. It's like over at midnight.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, okay, now we're going to really party down there because we get religious at midnight. Theologically, not very sound. 827.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At Busey, it's not just about doing business, but doing good. Supporting the arts, advocating for our youth, and helping those in need. That's been our promise since we opened our doors more than 150 years ago, and it remains our promise today. Supporting our neighbors leads to vibrant, thriving communities, the places we're proud to call home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Not sure how we get into bad tipping by church people, but anyway, so what does he say?
My church going husband pays 20% tip and half or more in cash for tax purposes.
Okay, so there's a tipper. And then again, how do you know that I'm a church goer?
Well, it's just the surge of people that they see between 10 and 1.
How do you know they didn't just wake up?
True.
How do you know who went to church and you're going to say, well, they're dressed up? That's an older crowd.
The
older crowd
dresses. Inside the last, you know, year or two, they've seen a change in all this because people aren't going to church as much, but yet they consider themselves spiritual.
Uh-huh.
There's been a change in all that.
That recently? Or did I miss the memo?
Inside the last 3 years, there's some statistics out about people just don't go to church.
Well,
as much.
I think that's kind of been eroding for a long, long time, though. I mean, maybe, I don't know if there's a dramatic shift in the last. Anyway, there's less people going to church. But I think what happens is people see an older couple with a tie and a nice dress, and they're going, they're from church, they won't tip. But in our case, all six of us ate. And we were cashed out because people don't dress up for church as much anymore.
That's right.
So they wouldn't have known if I came from church or came from bed.
Okay.
I'm just suggesting that sometimes we take a leap, and an anecdotal, and I would argue that the church-going crowd isn't bad tipping as a group. I say there are some churchgoers that are bad tippers, and some people that don't have a faith at all that are bad tippers.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you for that, Stevie J. Just and if you have a comment, 359-2255.
Standing up for church people everywhere, I am Stevie J. If you want to text in, you're welcome, 359-2255. We're happy to take your anecdotal stories.
Well, and this all comes because Outback server fired after online rant slamming church for skipping tip.
Could it have been an oversight? The church has already paid. They came back and paid a tip. Was
in
it because
fact,
they
it
were
was
shamed?
A takeout order of $735.
So, you know, I guess, again, takeout order. Do you tip takeout orders? I don't tip takeout orders.
I know.
So I don't even know. And they paid it anyway because the bad press.
That's right.
But does anybody tip? I don't tip a takeout.
Well,
I
and if somebody comes to your door, like at Sonic or something, am I supposed to tip that person?
Yeah, you tip that, but like the pizza guy I tip.
Okay.
I tip the guy that comes to my door, but if I'm picking up food, I don't tip that. Because who do I tip, the cook?
On the takeout.
A lot of times servers are packing up everything. While
okay.
But do you tip a buffet?
Huh?
Do you tip at a buffet?
All
right.
Okay.
I don't tip as much at a buffet.
And Colleen's been in the service industry before.
Let me put it this way.
Been there, no.
You can't make
tip
a
everybody.
Can't make a mistake tipping people.
Right.
You can't make a mistake doing that. You can make a mistake the other side. But for carry out, I've never really done that. But, you know, wouldn't be bad to give them a little. 833-359-2255. You want to text in?
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. One of the biggest hearings of the year for the U.S. Intelligence Committee kicks off this morning.
It brings together the leadership of six different agencies to testify publicly and to help Congress set the budget priorities. So we're talking about Al-Qaeda. We're talking about ISIS. We're also talking about something called the gray zone. This is the battle space between peace and conventional warfare.
Fox's Catherine Parrish says the Senate Intelligence Committee hopes to make public initial findings on the Russia election interference investigation.
Think to things like the DNC and the Podesta emails, how they were dispersed, the use of bots. What it will not be looking at is the allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials.
And the British government unveiling new technology to remove extremist material from social media using a machine learning to analyze sound and visual components. Fox News, we report. You decide.
What'd that say?
Okay. So in general, my worst tips came from poorly dressed young people. If you give good service, most people tip 15% or more.
Okay, but the poorly dressed young people, kids today, come on, kids, let's go.
Everywhere you look these days, people are doing their part by getting involved in the life of a child. Do your part. Contact Warren Smith in Champaign, 351-3722, or Tom Howley in Urbana, 337-0853, for information about how you can become a mentor.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
we're expecting a high near 40 today, down to 28 this evening. 48 the high tomorrow, more clouds, down to around 43. 58 the high Thursday, 60% shot at showers, though, down to 29 in the evening. Partly sunny as you wrap up the week Friday with a high 33, 40 on Saturday. So we're just up and down. Right now the temperature's at 23, ESPN 93.5.
Yes, Fox News reporter Jeff Manasso live from Chicago. Jeff, how are you?
I do well, sir. How are you?
Well, fine. Good to have you back. I'm just befuddled how Midway ran out of de-icer and they had, Southwest had to cancel hundreds of... Mm-hmm. This can't be true. I mean... How do you run out of de-icer in Chicago in the winter?
Well, and that's what many of these stranded passengers were saying Sunday into Monday. This is Chicago. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
It's snowy here. It's icy here in the wintertime. How could you run out of de-icer? It's absurd. Others saying you'd think that Southwest would have a backup plan, but they, in fact, ran out of glycol, de-icer. And so they had to cancel flights. And... So people were stranded. It was either get a hotel room, camp out on the airport floor, or try and reroute through another airline. And so not necessarily a joyous experience for many of these travelers, but at the end of the day, de-icer is a very important aspect of flying in the wintertime. And without that, you don't want to get on one of those airplanes. And so safety first. But, yeah, the question remains, how could you run out of de-icing material in Chicago, and Southwest Airlines really hasn't gotten into it all that much. They're not talking all that much. Say, look, you know, we ran out. It happened. Midway Airport is our largest. We're the largest carrier there, so it would make sense that we'd run out. And smaller airlines that travel through Midway, you know, would run out of it. But it's CBJ. I don't know if it's like a municipal thing where, excuse me, you know, we have salt, big salt stockpiles and sand stockpiles. and you know, we guess on how much we think we might need, and if we run out, we run out. We try to get some more,
you check. We've been talking a lot about restaurants. You check the ketchup bottles every now and then. Don't they check the levels on the de-icer?
Right.
It happened.
It says after Christmas, 90 Southwest airline flights were canceled due to de-icing planes.
Well, you might have to check the system because that's just one of those forced, not unforced errors, as they say. So I guess it happened. It's ridiculous, but what they need to be doing is focusing this morning on how not to let that happen anymore.
Well, and what they're going to do for passengers should that happen, you know, they basically call it a weather related event, mm-hmm. but really it's a lack of, I don't know, planning type of event really. And, you know, they do accommodate passengers in some cases, but, others they don't. Their statement is that they don't typically offer, quote, gestures of goodwill, unquote, as a result of weather-related events in terms of large cancellations. So a lot of these passengers were stranded and probably rethinking the travel plans through the Midwest or via Southwest in the future.
In the trip, it talks about all these passengers averaging about, you know, $300 in changes, whether it was changing a flight or having to get a hotel room or adjusting their flight plan at another airport where they were incurring all these fines. That's too bad. 250 flights, my goodness.
Ooh, that is a bunch.
You know, it might get passengers rethinking on how they're going to travel, you know, from point A to point B, whether they want to, you know, switch planes in Chicago or maybe reroute down to Dallas to get to their locations in the future.
I'm telling you, Southwest generally is really, really, really good at stuff. And is this an airport thing or a Southwest thing?
This is a Southwest thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, good.
Each airline has their own stockpile of glycol
All right, Jeff, always covering those stories we need. I appreciate your time, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeff Manasso up in Chicago, Fox News. More text here to get to, 359-2255. Consumers file their tax returns. Identity thieves are looking to cash in on refunds. Tax identity theft is when criminals file a false tax return using a stolen Social Security number to fraudulently claim a refund. How many hacks have we heard from credit card companies? How many Social Security numbers are out there? A bunch. Busey raising awareness of and providing tips for to help prevent tax identity fraud. File early. Secure your Wi-Fi connection. Shred sensitive documents. Lock away secure documents. Secure tax returns by mail. If it's a post office or official box, a mailbox instead of your home, be careful about those, and you know, because your check could be coming in the mail kind of thing. A warning sign of tax identity theft is when the IRS denies your tax return. It's because somebody already filed for you. Remember, the best way to protect yourself from fraud is to be proactive. Busey urges you to take extra precautions when filing returns to stay informed of any security issues, scams, or alerts that may compromise your personal or financial information. Visit the Information Security Center, Busey.com, or call them at 800-67-BUSEY today. Member FDIC.
A text in says, I like Stevie J's comments about standing up for churchgoers. He highlights how generalizations and stereotypes can be triggering, hurtful. There are so many topics that have that kind of impact on people in our community.
Yeah. Right. But again, the whole thing started when, you know, you heard churchgoers are bad tempers.
Right.
And I arched my back and said, wait a minute here. I'm a churchgoer and I tip.
Well, the story actually stemmed from the 8 o'clock news that Fox had coming down saying that a gal at Outback got fired for her curbside service to a church that had, you know, $735. There were, you know, 35 different meals served up curbside, and then she went to social media and complained.
Embarrassed the church, too. Now, Colleen, you've been in the industry, right? Okay, so you're more sensitive to the pickup, but again, I said I don't tip for pickup.
Right.
I don't think like that because I just called on the phone that I'm simply picking up and paying my bill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about the people that prepare it. If you're a waiter or waitress in the back preparing it, again, you're thinking, well, they didn't come back and fill my water and all that thing. It's not your typical service. But, in fact, again, the only way to be here is just you just do it no matter what.
Right.
But people aren't going to do that. And I don't either. It depends on the service you receive.
Mm-hmm.
But on, like, a cruise ship, you tip because you never see the person making your bed. But that's how they live. So you got to put the money in on that.
I see.
But you go on a cruise and... You know,
at a hotel, whoever turns down your bed.
I don't do that much. I've left a little, but not much.
Okay.
There's no eye contact.
Right.
And it's easy to not do that in a hotel, but you probably should.
But you do on the cruise.
I do on the cruise because these folks, there's a whole bunch of folks that aren't from America, and they're from the Philippines, and they left their family, and mm-hmm. that's how they make any money.
I see.
They live by the tip, and they give suggested tips. But if you go on a 10-day cruise, I mean, it's going to be 100 a person
mm-hmm.
tips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $600 for us. So it's significant, but they obviously work, the kind of people that work on a cruise ship have to work so doggone hard, and they're 6 months away from their family, a year away from their family,
yep.
send all their money home, they don't get off the ship. It's a really not a very nice job, I wouldn't think. I mean, you go, oh, get a cruise, no, you don't get off. You're just on something that moves, and you got to make a bed again.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely you want to be. But, I guess the rule of thumb is forget about all the rules. The rule of thumb is just give a little more if you can because you got people on the other end that aren't making a lot of money, and they could sure use it.
That's right.
So it's always better to be more generous, I guess, is the kind of the generalization recap of this thing. Feel free to text in 359-225-5843.
Jewelry makes the perfect Valentine's Day gift for her, and you'll find it at 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign.
Broadband. That's right. Get much better service with up to 1 gigabit of internet speed. i3 Broadband makes it easier to connect, play video games, and stream TV and music. No need to worry about the hassle of a contract. It's faster, reliable service with a more affordable cost. It's exactly what you're looking for, right? Check your list. More speed, a local provider of the largest fiber optic network, less expense. Ask about i3 Broadband. It's the perfect choice. Online at i3broadband.com or call 530-0333.
846. Check the sports.
All righty. The Illini women action against Ohio State tonight. They are number 2 in the Big Ten right now, right behind Maryland with their 9-3 record in the conference, 12-6 overall. So it's Play for K night. You can wear your pink shirt because you support our Illini at the State Farm Center tonight at 7. Our Illini men's team are taking on the Hoosiers in Indiana tomorrow. Tip off at 7:30. Trent Frazier averaging 19 points inside the last game or two. Got him Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Number two, Michigan State at Minnesota tonight. Nebraska's hosting Maryland. Northwestern at Rutgers. The AP poll has Virginia as the new number one. Then Michigan State, Villanova, Xavier, Cincinnati, and Purdue at number six in the Olympics. Chloe Kim on the half pipe at 17 years old gets the gold. Arizona over the Blackhawks. They've got Vegas tonight. St. Louis is at Nashville. We've also got Unity in Monticello as our J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase at 7:30 this evening. Thanks to the folks at i3 Broadband, another option for your internet, TV, and voice without the contracts. Check out their fiber network today online at i3broadband.com. Roof Doctors, have the roof your home deserves. RoofDoctorsCo.com. Long's Garage, 503 East Main, in Urbana, ASE's certified technicians. Family owned and operated Illini Mattress, IlliniMattress.com. And be ready when the whistle blows with Carl Sports Medicine, their new location at First and Windsor in Champaign. Unity in Monticello tonight at 7:30 on ESPN 93.5.
Love is in the air at Rosati's Pizza, South Gregory in Urbana. Cupid's Arrow and some great Valentine's Day deals are waiting for you at Rosati's. Order a Rosati's Pizza Valentine's Day 14-inch one-topping heart-shaped pizza for just $15.99. Or purchase two pasta dinners and receive a free dessert. It's a great gift guaranteed for anyone special in your life on Valentine's Day. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Or call 328-2334. That's 328-2334.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
I like the sunshine. Today's high near 40, down to around 28 this evening. 48 the high tomorrow with more clouds, only down to 43 at night. 58 the high Thursday, 60% chance of showers. Some showers heading into the evening with a low 29 expected. So we'll be watching that with an asterisk, hoping that there's no slippery conditions with ice. Right now, we've got a temperature of 24 on ESPN 93.5.
Slam dunk Valentine's idea next. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes presents comedian Michael Jr.
Right there in Matthew, he died. I even know. Now turn to Mark and he died again. I'm like, what is going on? And then Luke and John are like, why do they keep killing them? What are they doing?
Join FCA for an evening of celebration March the 4th. It's worship, laughter, and support of FCA. There's no cost to attend, but there'll be an opportunity to partner financially with the ministry. Sunday, March 4th. For more information, IlliniLandFCA.org.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie, year after year after year. Call Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
I'm Grant Langston, the new CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, you're probably tired of the lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and matches that never turn into dates. If that's you, it's time to try eHarmony. Dating apps of one kind or another have been around a long time. But at the end of the day, they're just virtual bars where no one ever buys you a drink. eHarmony's different. We're built to help you have a better relationship, and we do that with 17 years of research and experience. eHarmony's gotten really good at bringing compatible people together. People that want the same things you do and are ready for a real relationship. Hey, it can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a month free when you buy a three-month plan. Use code DATE. eHarmony.com, use code DATE.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Brewer. Wash in Savoy.
Kick off the new year with a visit to Scotty's Brew House, located at 2001 South Neal Street. Watch your favorite teams compete on more than 40 TVs. Enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, local craft beers on draft, or try some of their new menu items. Start with beer-battered onion rings or white cheddar cheese pints. Then enjoy new mouth-watering bourbon-glazed baby back ribs, or spice it up with fajita steak melt or Bayou blackened chicken sandwich. For lunch, dinner, appetizers, or late night, Scotty's Brew House is your craft beer sports bar.
All right, item number one for Valentine's Day. We're caravanning to St. Louis. How about tickets for the Cardinal-Cub game May 5?
Excellent idea, Stevie J.
That would be really fun, and you could surprise him or her with this. 130 each. You're all sitting together, left field bleachers. Plus, one lucky person will have the chance to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah!
That's on May 5th. That's a Saturday. You are off work. You are available. We'll leave from the First Christian Church West Side. It's at Curtis and Staley. 8:30 in the morning. 1:15, 2:15, 3:15, half hour, 4:15 is a leave by 5, home by 7:30.
Love it.
Here we go. 130 each. Here's item number one for Valentine's Day because you haven't done anything yet. Item two, go to RadioRefunds.com. We have two certificates left for $100 Essential Healing Therapeutic Massage and Body Work Certificate, $100 for $50.
That would be awesome.
You're buying them $100 in services at Essential Healing for $50.
Mm-hmm.
Body Bronze, she loves going and getting a spray tan.
Yeah.
$35 for $17.50.
Something about that vitamin D makes you feel better.
$35 for $17.50. What? And then if you want some gift cards, $25 to both the Harvest Ale House in Paxton and the Humble Hog in Paxton. Ben Grice has it going on up there.
Uh-huh.
$25 for only $12.50. These will sell out, so you probably want to get on this. And you can pick them up today. And then you're like, you planned all this, right?
Uh-huh.
$10. It's a $10 gift card. Pie's the limit. If you have not been in there, it's Village at the Crossing. You get these individual pizzas for like $8.99. You can put 35 toppings on them. It's the same price. How about that? Really good.
Okay.
$10 gift card for Pie's the Limit. And then, again, you can get a Jeremy Warner and Tan Carp two-pack T-shirts. He would love that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she would like that. So these are RadioRefunds.com specials that you could take advantage of. So cards, Cubs, tickets, or something for less at RadioRefunds.com.
A text in to 359-2255 talks about Michelle Obama speaking in the area, and it's true. Bankers Life Fieldhouse tonight at 7. The Women's Fund of Central Indiana is bringing her as a guest. It looks like they've handed out 500 free tickets to women and girls who may not otherwise be able to attend this event, saying Mrs. Obama's work is an inspiration.
Okay.
Should be interesting tonight.
All right.
When I Googled Michelle Obama, they said run for 2020, so I don't know if there's something happening or
I'd
what.
I'd be surprised if she runs for anything. She said no way a whole bunch, but who knows?
Uh-huh.
All right, Jeremy Warner coming up next. Sports, all kinds of things out there getting lighter. We're only 15 days till March.
Yes.
And 26 days till we spring ahead on the clocks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Diane, you have a good day.
All right, enjoy the day.
All right, it's ESPN 93.5. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll do this again from 7 to 9 a.m. Thank you for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
Something's coming up.